Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Secularism always leads to a hopeless dead end. That's the title of an article written by the Benham brothers, and it's about a story that took place in a McDonald's. It's a shocking story of a woman who actually walks into the restroom several times, causing some of her coworkers to notice, and then she does something that is absolutely unthinkable. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this case took place just a few weeks ago, and it has the venue of a McDonald's restaurant in which this person walks into the restroom several times, complaining of stomach pains, basically raises the attention of some of the coworkers. And at some point, one of the coworkers goes in, they see blood on the floor, and then they peer over the restroom stall. And here's this woman, 25-year-old individual, who then apparently visits this restroom multiple times, goes into the restroom. She's actually got her hand on the back of her baby that she gave birth to, trying to flush it down the toilet. Unbelievable, unspeakable situation.
Yeah, and the Benham brothers start out here. They say today's secularism will not stand the test of time because it simply can't. All human beings are created in God's image with a conscience, a moral code deep within us that yearns for truth. Although our conscience can be calloused over time, it never ultimately goes away. So secularism, the desperate desire to remove God's design from a human heart, cannot ultimately win in the end. And they point out, and they use this story as this horrible story, and the reports are that the baby is in stable condition, but the extent of the child's brain injuries are unknown. But as they point out, if they walked into a Planned Parenthood, the hypocrisy here and the incongruity here is if this woman, Sarah is her name, had walked into an abortion clinic for a late-term abortion that morning, she wouldn't be sitting in jail. She could have had a so-called legal abortion, but it was because of the way that she handled it. In this case, thank God the child survived. But that points out how completely inconsistent and incongruous is the entire pro-abortion, pro-choice narrative.
Right. When you've got Planned Parenthood, you know, telling America, as well as various leaders are on the same bandwagon, telling people that children in the womb are nothing but lumps of flesh and, you know, they can be flushed down the toilet if needed be, and she has the right to choose that. You know, we've got a real issue here when we're just totally turning our backs on God and in these children as creations of God.
So the natural human instinct, with or without knowledge of the Bible, would be that this story of Sarah walking into the McDonald's restaurant, giving birth in the restroom stall, and then putting her hand on the back of her baby, face down in the toilet, trying to drown and flush the little baby down the toilet, that's reprehensible. That's criminal. That is the attempt to take an innocent child's life. That is punishable. That is something that's shocking. That's the natural instinct that's infused in us by virtue of our creation. We don't need to be told that that's wrong. Mm-hmm. We don't need to look at a scripture verse, although there's many that would confirm that that's wrong. But we have desensitized through secularism an entire generation, not just in the United States, but around the world, that same woman, Sarah, the same 25-year-old with the same baby, could have walked not into her McDonald's restroom, but into the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic or any other abortion clinic and had that baby killed just before it comes out of the womb. The same exact baby. And instead of having a night in jail and facing the criminal possibilities for this murder charge, she would walk away under the rubric of choice.
And that's happened over 59 million times since Roe versus Wade.
Unconscionable.
And this is where the Benham brothers say, this is where secularism leads to. when you take away God, when you take away the human dignity of each person created in the image of God, it leads to these moral dead ends, if you will, these immoral dead ends. It leads to, on the one hand, people being shocked by this woman walking into the McDonald's restroom trying to flush her baby down the toilet, on the one hand, versus yawning or actually applauding a woman's right to, quote, choose, that's their words, to take the life of that same child in an abortion clinic.
And there is effectively no difference whatsoever. And Romans 2:15 speaks to exactly what we're talking about here, the lie of secularism. It is a lie of the devil because it denies God, that he has written his moral code on the heart of every man, woman, and child. And as the Benham brothers point out, we can suppress that moral code and engage in the flesh and engage in evil, but it's there. Romans 2:15 says they demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts for their own conscience and thoughts, either accuse them or tell them they are doing right. And as you point out, people's conscience, when they hear this story, they recognize in their heart that that is wrong and evil, but they have been deceived and desensitized to accept that same child being ripped alive limb from limb in a Planned Parenthood earlier that day, if that had occurred.
Right. In this particular story, you even have some of the news media that called it a baby and a boy. So two clearly statements right there that point to God's design, that he was created in God's image.
Yeah, Los Angeles Times headline, McDonald's worker gives birth and tries to flush infant down toilet.
Infant.
Give birth and infant.
Human, child.
Human,
yeah.
Words and actions. And then other headlines referred to this as a baby boy, the birth of a baby boy, a baby
right.
And boy.
Not a blob, not, you know, just a bunch of
not
tissue.
Not a product of
a
conception,
baby.
But a baby, a boy, an infant, and birth. So, you know, the amazing thing is if a woman wants to keep her child, she talks about my child, my son, my daughter, when it's in the womb. But if you want to ultimately destroy that child and kill it through abortion, you talk about it as abortion, a choice, a product of conception.
Terminating a pregnancy.
Terminating a pregnancy.
Inconvenience, yeah.
You know, that's using language to dehumanize a person. Now, that is exactly what has happened in genocides around the world, where you take a whole class of people and you use language that dehumanizes them, so it makes it easy for people to act in a way that they're just
justify
inanimate objects.
Actions, yeah.
They can commit cruel acts to individuals because they no longer consider them to be human beings.
And yet our federal law is even inconsistent in this regard. Our federal law says, for instance, if a woman, it was the Scott Peterson.
Yeah, where you have the double homicide.
Double homicide. If you attack a woman who's pregnant and the baby dies, and then it is a double murder. But if that woman goes into an abortion clinic and has the baby killed, it's not a murder at all. That's totally incongruous. Makes no sense. It defies common sense. But more importantly, it defies the truth that is written on every heart. But it's relativism. It's what secularism embraces, and it's completely at odds and detached from reality.
Which, you know, underscores where all this started from, in the United States anyway, is at the United States Supreme Court with a 7-2 decision. This is the most horrible decision by the Supreme Court, where it invented a so-called right to murder your unborn child. This is a culture of death that needs to be reversed.
Yeah, no question about it. After 60 million dead babies later, Holly?
59, yeah, so you're 60, yeah, we're close to that already, since Roe versus Wade, and we don't know how many before that.
And we don't know how many are now chemical abortions as well. So these are abortions in abortion clinics, but when someone takes a chemical, a drug, that ultimately is promoted to them as an abortifacient, but a contraception agent, when it may well be an abortifacient, where it actually causes the fertilized egg to disattach or not attach to the womb, to the lining of the uterus.
Right.
Those are chemical abortions that you don't even have in this number.
Right, hence why we defend people like Sandra Merritt or these pro-life counselors who stand out in front of abortion clinics, you know, defending the gospel and defending life.
And the reason why they want to put Sandra Merritt in jail, they want to punish her and fine her, is because they don't want her or anyone else showing the truth about abortion.
Right.
And that those videos and other videos like it ultimately have an effect on people, educating them about what really happens in these abortion clinics. Stand with Liberty Counsel. Stand with us as we stand with Sandra Merritt and others to defend and advance human life. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.